G'day, it's Wednesday the 18th of January, 2017, 40 years to the day since the Granville train disaster. By geez, if you were around at the time, you'd remember it. What a horrible day that was. And my heart goes out to the emergency services workers who had to deal with that bloodbath, tunnel house of the squashed carriages underneath what had been the bridge. Thank you so much for your service. And to the families, to everybody who lost a loved one on that day, 83 people were killed, we remember you too. Now, Ralph Blewett has done a tremendous thing overnight, and that is to report to the WA Crime and Corruption Commission his intimate understanding of the process through which the Workplace Reform Association was actually incorporated. Now, hidden away in all of the verbiage that Ralph's put in his note to the Crime and Corruption Commission is this fundamental request. He has asked that the Crime and Corruption Commission adjudicates on the question of whether or not the Gillard forgery is a genuine document or a forged document. It's pretty simple. The letter that purports to come from Ray Neal, who was the Corporate Affairs Commissioner in 1992, it's pretty simple. Ray Neal says he never wrote it. His offsiders at the Office of State Corporate Affairs say they didn't write it. It is outside the powers of the commissioner to incorporate an association in the manner set out in the letter. It's an extraordinary offer. On the face of it, it's an unlawful offer. And Ralph Blewett says it's also a total fabrication. It's bullshit. It was never put together for the purpose of handing on to Ralph to get Ralph to do the things that Gillard says she instructed him to do in the memo that he's also put before the WA Corruption Commission. So let me just sort of reiterate all of that. This letter that we've been speaking about for some time now, some months, that I know to be a forgery, that the bloke who's purported to have authored it says is a forgery, is still lacking a concrete determination of some sort, from some, you know, figure of authority, to say, yep, it's actually a forgery. Once that happens, a heap of other dominoes start falling over, because then you look at Gillard and her evidence to the Royal Commission and the falsehoods that she put before that commission. And Ralph Blewett, overnight, has kicked the ball. It started rolling down the hill. He's put the matter before the WA Corruption Commission, where, by the way, John McKechnie is the Corruption Commissioner, and he was also the DPP who looked at this matter in 1995. When it was first reported to the WA Fraud Squad, intimately acquainted with the ins and outs of it. Well, Mr. McKechnie is now going to have a redux visit to the AW Workplace Reform Association, and that is to look at the way the thing was incorporated and get to the truth. Sometimes it's these little, apparently small acts on the part of one person that kicks off a major, major avalanche of perhaps unknowable, consequential happenings. And I tell you what, oh my God, you wouldn't want to be in Gillard's shoes, would you? Fair dinkum. Isn't she a student of history? I'd go easy on accepting the gongs, Miss Gillard, because by God, you got a big bloody way to step down when you've got to go back and hand them over. Sorry, Mr. Cosgrove, Governor-General. There you go. Have this back. Have that one back too. Yeah, I'm doing a Justice Seinfeld. Sorry, yeah, I got sprung. Fair dinkum. Anyway, it's up to her. The law will catch up with her in due course one way or another, either through the police discharging their obligation to investigate and bring the matter to the courts or through my private prosecution of her. Now, I want to make one final comment about Ralph. Our institutions rely on the belief that people are going to tell the truth. In the Parliament, it's the highest order of obligation a parliamentarian has, and that is not to mislead the Parliament, to tell the truth. Likewise, in a court, swear, take the affirmation or swear on the Bible, say you're going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, that's the expectation that you will. But of late, my God, that reliable expectation has been watered down to such an extent that it's almost been changed, the wording has almost been changed to the Gillard-esque, McTernan-esque version where it's actually not the truth, it's what can be proved that you talk about. And that includes legal professional privilege. If a document's privileged, well, you say, no, well, that never existed. No, absolutely not. Know nothing about that. What Ralph has done by ensuring that a competent authority will adjudicate on this forged letter that Gillard produced at the Trade Union Royal Commission is to take another step back towards the truth, towards valuing the truth, and towards an Australia, a society, where we can trust each other again. Good on you, Ralph. Thanks for your service, old mate. And this is the first of a series of quite major steps this year that will bring the AWU matter and Gillard's role in it to a head. A very serious, foaming, bubbling, fermenting head. Not going to be real pleasant for her either.